Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Wednesday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Bless the Lord, my soul. Never forget all he has done for you.
Bless the Lord, my soul. Never forget all he has done for you.
My soul, give thanks to the Lord. All my being, bless his holy name. My soul, give thanks to the Lord and never forget all his blessings.
It is he who forgives all your guilt, who heals every one of your ills, who redeems your life from the grave, who crowns you with love and compassion, who fills your life with good things, renewing your youth like an eagle's.
The Lord does deeds of justice, gives judgment for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses and his deeds to Israel's sons. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Bless the Lord, my soul. Never forget all he has done for you.
As a father is gentle with his children, so is the Lord with those who revere him.
As a father is gentle with his children, so is the Lord with those who revere him.
The Lord is compassion and love, slow to anger and rich in mercy. His wrath will come to an end. He will not be angry forever. He does not treat us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our faults.
For as the heavens are high above the earth, so strong is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our sins.
As a father has compassion on his sons, the Lord has pity on those who fear him. For he knows of what we are made. He remembers that we are dust.
As for man, his days are like grass. He flowers like the flower of the field. The wind blows, and he is gone, and his place never sees him again.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
As a father is gentle with his children, so is the Lord with those who revere him.
Bless the Lord, all you his works.
Bless the Lord, all you his works.
But the love of the Lord is everlasting upon those who hold him in fear. His justice reaches out to children's children when they keep his covenant in truth, when they keep his will in their mind.
The Lord has set his sway in heaven, and his kingdom is ruling over all. Give thanks to the Lord, all his angels, mighty in power, fulfilling his word, who heed the voice of his word.
Give thanks to the Lord, all his hosts, his servants who do his will. Give thanks to the Lord, all his works in every place where he rules. My soul, give thanks to the Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. You have compassion for the sinner, Lord, as a father has compassion for his children. Heal the weaknesses of your people and save us from lasting death, that we may praise and glorify you forever.
Bless the Lord, all you his works.
Lord, make me understand the way of your precepts,
and I will marvel at your wisdom.
From the book of the prophet Zechariah. The Lord showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, while Satan stood at his right hand to accuse him. And the angel of the Lord said to Satan, "May the Lord rebuke you, Satan. May the Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is not this man a brand snatched from the fire?" Now Joshua was standing before the angel, clad in filthy garments. He spoke and said to those who were standing before him, "Take off his filthy garments and clothe him in festal garments." He also said, "Put a clean mitre on his head." And they put a clean mitre on his head and clothed him with the garments. Then the angel of the Lord, standing, said, "See, I have taken away your guilt." The angel of the Lord then gave Joshua this assurance. "Thus says the Lord of hosts, if you walk in my ways and heed my charge, you shall judge my house and keep my courts, and I will give you access among these standing here. Listen, O Joshua, high priest. You and your associates who sit before you are men of good omen. Yes, I will bring my servant, the shoot. Look at the stone that I have placed before Joshua, one stone with seven facets. I will engrave its inscription, says the Lord of hosts, and I will take away the guilt of the land in one day. On that day, says the Lord of hosts, you will invite one another under your vines and fig trees. Then I said to the angel who spoke with me, what are these things, my Lord? And the angel who spoke with me replied, do you not know what these things are? No, my Lord, I answered. Then he said to me, this is the Lord's message to Zerubbabel, not by an army, nor by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. What are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you are but a plain. He shall bring out the capstone amid exclamations of hail, hail to it. This word of the Lord then came to me. The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundations of this house, and his hands shall finish it. Then you shall know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. For even they who were scornful on that day of small beginnings shall rejoice to see the select stone in the hands of Zerubbabel. These seven facets are the eyes of the Lord that range over the whole earth. Then the angel who spoke with me returned and awakened me like a man awakened from his sleep. What do you see? He asked me. I see a lampstand, all of gold, with a bowl at the top, I replied. On it are seven lamps with their tubes, and beside it are two olive trees, one on the right and the other on the left. I then asked him, what are these two olive trees at each side of the lampstand? And again I asked, what are the two olive tufts which freely pour out fresh oil through the two golden channels? Do you not know what these are? He said to me. No, my Lord, I answered him. He said, these are the two anointed who stand by the Lord of the whole earth. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
These are the two olive trees and two lampstands
that stand in the presence of the Lord of the earth.
The Lord shall select his two witnesses to prophecy
that stand in the presence of the Lord of the earth.
A reading from an inquiry addressed to Thalassius from St. Maximus the Confessor, Abbot. The lamp set upon the lampstand is Jesus Christ, the true light from the Father, the light that enlightens every man who comes into the world. In taking our own flesh, he has become, and is rightly called, a lamp, for he is the connatural wisdom and word of the Father. He is proclaimed in the Church of God in accordance with the Orthodox faith, and he is lifted up and resplendent among the nations through the lives of those who live virtuously in observance of the commandments. So he gives light to all in the house, that is, in this world, just as he himself, God the Word, says, no one lights a lamp and puts it under a bushel, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. Clearly he is calling himself the lamp, he who was by nature God and became flesh according to God's saving purpose. I think the great David understood this when he spoke of the Lord as a lamp, saying, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. for God delivers us from the darkness of ignorance and sin, and hence he is greeted as a lamp in Scripture. Lamp-like indeed, he alone dispelled the gloom of ignorance and the darkness of evil, and became the way of salvation for all men. Through virtue and knowledge, he leads to the Father those who are resolved to walk by him, who is the way of righteousness, in obedience to the divine commandments. He has designated Holy Church the lampstand, over which the Word of God sheds light through preaching, and illumines with the rays of truth whoever is in this house, which is the world, and fills the minds of all men with divine knowledge. This word is most unwilling to be kept under a bushel. It wills to be set in a high place, upon the sublime beauty of the church. For while the word was hidden under the bushel, that is, under the letter of the law, it deprived all men of eternal light. For then it could not give spiritual contemplation to men striving to strip themselves of a sensuality that is illusory, capable only of deceit, and able to perceive only decadent bodies like their own. But the word wills to be set upon a lampstand, the church, where rational worship is offered in the Spirit, that it might enlighten all men. For the letter, when it is not spiritually understood, bears a carnal sense only, which restricts its expression and does not allow the real force of what is written to reach the hearer's mind. Let us then not light the lamp by contemplation and action, only to put it under a barrel, that lamp, I mean, which is the enlightening word of knowledge, lest we be condemned for restricting by the letter the incomprehensible power of wisdom. Rather, let us place it upon the lampstand of Holy Church, on the heights of true contemplation, where it may kindle for all men the light of divine teaching.
Walk while you still have the light, or the darkness will cover you.
While you have the light, believe in the light, so that you may become sons of light.
I came into this world to make the blind see.
While you have the light, believe in the light, so that you may become sons of light.
Let us pray. May your grace, O Lord, we pray, at all times go before us and follow after, and make us always determined to carry out good works. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.